Hi, this is Linda Rex with Our Life in the Trinity. I'm happy to have you with me today here. And we're going to talk today about taking our stand in grace. And what I mean by that is life can be really tough. Sometimes we face a lot of different challenges. I'm thinking about right now that there's some things that I'm wrestling with that are making life complicated and difficult. And what do we do in these situations? Life can really get us down and wear us down, but we want to take our stand on grace, and we're going to talk a little bit about the kingdom of God too. So we will begin with prayer. We'll read some scripture together to talk about the word of God. Have communion later if you'd like to prepare now for that. And close in a benediction. So please join me in a word of prayer. Thank you, Father, for this time together with you. Thank you for the love you have for us. The love you have shown to us in your Son and in your Spirit. We pray today, Heavenly Spirit, that you would manifest Christ and his kingdom in a profound way for all who hear this. In Jesus' loving name, amen. Really, during this season of ordinary days on the Christian calendar, we're taking what we have been given in Christ by the Spirit, and we're beginning to walk our Christian walk day by day, seeing what it means that we live life in relationship with Father, Son, and Spirit, the triune God of grace. And we take our stand on the grace of Jesus Christ because in Christ we have life. Life, as he said, eternal life is this, to know the Father and him whom he sent, to have that intimate face-to-face relationship with God through Jesus and the Spirit. And we stand in that place. And so the thing is standing in Jesus, standing in that place of grace, enables us to weather the struggles and difficulties and conflicts we face in our life. We realize we're not alone. We're not going through this by ourselves. There is hope when it seems absolutely hopeless, when it's more than we can handle. We can turn to Jesus and have him carry us through or be with us in the midst of what we're going through. And that's so important. One of the gospel message for today is Matthew 9, 35 to 10 through 8. And here Jesus is gathering together his followers, his 12 disciples, and he is giving them authority over demons, over sickness, and telling them to go and preach the good news, the gospel. And what is the message he says? He says, tell them, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven is here. And the reality was, even then, Jesus was having them say, the kingdom of God is here. It's present. It's real. It's more than just a future hope. It's now. And that's something I think we've kind of lost in our hope for the future. You know, I think about what the kingdom of God was as I was taught growing up, that it was some future thing that would come when Jesus came in glory and he would reign as king and his kingdom would be, of course, all the earth, but it, you know, would only be the good people that have repented and so on. And the thing is when you read it here, Jesus is saying, I'm present, therefore the kingdom of God is present here. And Jesus himself said he would send the Spirit and come to them again in the Spirit, And so in the spirit, the kingdom of God is here. So we find that the kingdom of God is more than just a future hope. It's actually a spiritual reality right now. It's the reign of God over all and in human hearts. The reign of God in human hearts. And the thing is the kingdom of God is real. God has always reigned over all. I mean, it's not like he stopped at some point. He's always been the one who created everything, sustains everything by the word of his power through Jesus, and by his spirit is present in all things present. And so even though we don't recognize or honor the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is here, present in our midst through Jesus in the spirit. And so Jesus is the presence of God's kingdom in our midst. There back then, as he's sending out his disciples and saying, tell everyone the kingdom of God is here. He's saying he is the Messiah. He is the king. He's present there. And even now by the Spirit, Jesus is present in us and with us. Not because we deserve it, but because of God's grace, because of God's mercy. Now, the Apostle Paul this is our passage for this Sunday, is Romans 5, 1 to 8. And he says, he wants us to focus on the reality of what Jesus has done for us, the impact of the grace of God in Christ in our lives and in this world. He says, since then, it is by faith that we are justified. Let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's not saying we will have it one day. He's saying it's ours now. It's given to us as a gift with God. Our peace with God is given to us as a gift through our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says, through him we have confidently entered into this new relationship of grace, and here we take our stand. There is a point in which we enter in. That's a way of saying that we begin to actively participate in what is real. We begin to be participants in the kingdom of God. I mean, we can pretend it's not there. We can act as though Jesus did not come. We can deny that reality. We can do those things, but we will experience the results of that, which are not always pleasant. But when we confidently enter into this relationship of grace that is ours in Christ Jesus, and we take our stand there, we're in a new place. We're in the kingdom of God as participants, and we get to rejoice and enjoy the benefits of God's kingdom even now. So Paul says, through him we have confidently entered into this new relationship of grace, through Jesus, in other words. And here we take our stand in happy certainty of the glorious things he has for us in the future. Certainty. It's not any doubt. Jesus did what was necessary so we can fully participate in the kingdom of God. And that's why we confidently enter, because of Christ, because of his grace. So verse 3-5, this doesn't mean, of course, that we only have a hope of future joys. So, I mean, there's so much more going on than just some anticipation of some time way in the future when something might happen. He says we can be full of joy here and now, even in our trials and troubles. Now, see, there's the thing, is we can be participants in the kingdom of God even now in our relationship with the Father through Jesus and the Spirit. And so even when life is tough and challenging and difficult, we can have joy. not because it's something we've kind of worked out, but as a gift from God. We can be full of joy here and now, even in our trials and troubles. Taken in the right spirit, these very things will give us patient endurance. This, in turn, will develop a mature character, and a character of this sort produces a steady hope, a hope that will never disappoint us. So he's saying that as we participate in the grace of God that is ours in Christ by the Spirit, we grow, we mature, we develop. The tough things we face in life make us closer to God, that make us healthier, more mature believers as we participate in this kingdom life. He says, already we have some experience of the love of God flooding through our hearts by the Holy Spirit given to us. And we can see that it was while we were powerless to help ourselves that Christ died for sinful men. See, it wasn't us doing anything. It was a gift. It was God in Christ coming to save us when we had no hope, right? In human experience, it is a rare thing for one man to give his life for another, even if the latter be a good man, though there have been a few who have had the courage to do it. Yet, the proof of God's amazing love is this. The proof of God's amazing love is this, what? That it was while we were sinners that Christ died for us. And see, that's what we take our stand on. We take our stand on this reality that it was even when we were sinners, while we were sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't die for us because we were good people. He died for us while we were sinners, while we were turning our way from God, blinded in our minds and hearts, stuck in our sin and self-will and self-love and self, big capital self thing. Christ came and died. And in Christ, then, we've been brought into this right relationship with God. And even though we may not believe it, accept it, even though we resist it, it is ours. God has done it on his side. Despite our rejection and crucifixion of Jesus, we were brought into right relationship with God through his life, his death, his resurrection and ascension. And the gift of the Spirit, now by the Spirit, we participate in the kingdom of God. And so the question is, like, what is our response? If I know my human self, I don't like the idea that God has the right to tell me how to live my life. That's how the king of a kingdom would function normally. But, you know, in our very democratic day and age, the will of the people tends to reign. But in this sense, the king of the kingdom has already, what, laid down his life for us, has given it all up for us. While we were sinners, he died for us. While we were pushing him away, rejecting God, he died for us. So what is our response to that? That's a really good question. And as those who have turned to Christ have come to see this reality and embraced this reality and embrace this relationship with God in Christ, then God sends us with this good news. He wants us to share the good news that the kingdom of God is here. This kingdom is present and real through Jesus in the Spirit, and it's at work in this world. Jesus taught his followers to pray, Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, right? Your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. That should be our prayer. Our life should be focused on that. Our desire should be that God's kingdom would be realized here on earth and his will realized here on earth, just as it is even in heaven. And because God has sent the Spirit, and the Spirit now is at work within our hearts, and specifically within the body of Christ, the church, God is at work bringing his kingdom life to pass. And every day we see glimpses of his kingdom, glimpses of heaven at work in this world. When we stand on the seashore and see the sun set over the horizon and the glorious colors fill the sky and the call of the bird and the scent of the salt air, in that moment, what is that? It's like a taste of God's kingdom. You know, my son and I like to go walking and to walk through the woods and see the animals and hear the birds call and be able to attend to the reality of all God has made in its glory. There is a taste of the kingdom of God, because there we see the care of the earth. We see the beauty of God's creation just simply being what he has made them to be. And we are there present, bearing witness to that. There's so many ways in which we participate in the kingdom of God now that we don't realize that we're participating in. We may resist the kingdom life. We can ignore it. We can act as though it's not there. Much of the world does. But those of us who have been awakened to the reality of the presence of God by the Spirit, of our participation in the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ, we can actively participate in what the Spirit is doing in this world. Whether we choose or don't choose to participate in the kingdom of God, we experience the results of our choices. Some of them are good, some of them aren't that good. And a lot of times we experience the choices of other, we experience the result of other people's choices. And that's what brings so much suffering and grief in this world. We're going to ask ourselves, okay, if the kingdom of God is present, then why is everything so such a mess? And the reality is we're experiencing the results of sin, evil, death, still pretending that they have some sway in this world. And we still resist what Christ is doing in this world. But let's look at it this way. One day Christ will return in glory. And in that day, we will embrace the reality of the presence of the kingdom of God in all its fullness. And we will experience great joy and great love, peace, all the things we long for, that we were created for and only get glimpses of and tastes of in this life. Now, we have that hope. We can look forward to that. We can hopefully, you know, seek it out and pray for it to come soon. But what God has given us through Christ in the Spirit, in the present reality of the kingdom of God, is that joy, even now, in the midst of our struggles and difficulties. God is present with us, in us, by his Spirit, walking through these difficulties with us. As we yield to the reign of God in our hearts, in our lives, we can experience his presence, his support, his encouragement, his help through every situation we're in. We can come to a realization that there's just so much going on, more than we can see or hear or is reasonable by our human reasoning. There is a spiritual reality at work in this world that we can be a part of. Enjoying the graces of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness. All of these things given to us as gifts by the Spirit. And held in God's love and grace right now by the Spirit, we can begin to live as citizens of that kingdom, the kingdom of God, present now by the Spirit. God has given his church specifically because of his grace. He has given his people the power and presence of God to overcome the difficulties and threats at this world and to care for others and care for the earth. But he's given it to everyone in the Spirit. Everyone in the Spirit. But the calling of the church specifically is to go forth, to be sent, to tell others. Tell others the kingdom of God is here, is present, available. Participate. We can embrace the reality that we have a message to share. God has given us the ability to conquer evil, sin, death, because he's eradicated. He said, that's done. That's over. We're dead to sin, so quit living in it, in other words. And we'll talk about that next week. But we've been given so much simply through the grace of God, because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We've been given full entry into the kingdom of God, the kingdom which is present now through Jesus in the Spirit. And we don't have any reason to be afraid. We can be courageous and brave because God has said, your relationship with me is secure. In Christ, you have a place at my table. Doesn't matter who you are, you're welcome. You're welcome through the door. We each have a place there. And we have a future of joy and peace and love that is ours, and that we can begin to participate even in now, if we want, by faith in Christ. And so that brings us to communion. And basically, we're remembering exactly what we talked about here. We died with Christ. We rose with Christ. We share in his glory now and forever. I mean, that's our hope. That's our joy. That's our peace. It's all about Christ. What we have is a gift. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we receive the elements, the bread and the wine or grape juice, with gratitude. Thanksgiving, recognizing our need, of course, while we were yet sinners, right? But receiving it with gratitude and thanksgiving and praise. Let's pray. Father Jesus Spirit, thank you for including us in your life and love. Thank you for establishing your kingdom here on earth, in human hearts now by your Holy Spirit. Being at work in this world even now, Heavenly Spirit, bringing about the reality of all Christ has done. We thank you. Please finish what you have started. We pray that your kingdom might come and your will be done here on earth as in heaven, in us, in our world, in our society, in our every part, every level. Let your will be done. And we yield ourselves to that with gratitude and thanksgiving for all you've done. In your name we pray. Amen. So Jesus offered the bread, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body broken for you." We take this in remembrance of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. He offered the cup saying that the blood was his, poured out for us. His blood poured out for us while we were yet sinners. Thank you, Jesus. So now, may you know and experience by God's Spirit the steadfast love of our Father expressed in Jesus' self-offering. May you stand firmly in God's grace, being at peace with God and full of joy through Jesus our Lord. And I pray for your blessing throughout this week. In the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit. I hope you have a lovely week. And do visit us at lifeinthetrinity.blog. Hope to see you next time here on Our Life in the Trinity. God bless.